What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. In just a quick second, we're going to go through and answer some of your tech questions. But first, John Fardy is here to look ahead to this week's Screen Time. John, what's on the agenda?
Well, we have a great show. From time to time, we do special shows where we look at the best kind of things. And I find sometimes these shows nearly get more traction than my interviews with the likes of Julia Roberts or George Clooney.
Sorry, you dropped some names over there.
Yeah, oh, there's loads more. Stick around. So this week, for the weekend that's in it, we're looking at the best redemption movies, second chances movies, where people find some form of redemption, possibly. So it's Easter themed. There's not a whole amount of religious movies
oh,
in
it. Oh, it's the Second Coming kind of thing. That's so funny.
Not me, but
So good.
I will be joined by Chris Wasser and Eva O'Reilly, and it's going to be great fun. Trust me.
Give me an example of a redemption movie.
Well, I suppose the most obvious one, and you know, technically the most popular movie of all time, as things currently stand on IMDb, Shawshank Redemption, about a man who goes to prison and thinks he's never going to get out, and then does. Another example would be Empire of the Sun. The great Steven Spielberg movie where a child is rescued at the end. A lot of movies are about being saved. It's a Wonderful Life. I don't want to give it all away.
But I'm just intrigued because, as you know, my knowledge of movies is pretty crap. But
limited best.
Very. As we were just talking there, do you know what popped into my head? And I did it when I was on your show talking about my favourite film.
Stand By Me.
Yeah. That is one of those movies that, I said it at the time, it kind of takes you on this emotional roller coaster. But I guess that the character played by River Phoenix, Chris, he would kind of fall into that bracket a little bit.
Absolutely, that's a good point. And in a way, you could make the case that movies, well, it's probably overstating it, but a lot of movies have redemption in them because it's a human need. We kind of want to see that in our characters a lot of the time, that people get healed or move from one place to another in a positive way. And you look at so many movies, Good Will Hunting, Dead Poets Society, even though there's sadness in that, there's redemption. That's two Robin Williams movies. Robin Williams was in a lot of redemption movies when you look at it, as was Tom Cruise, surprisingly.
Yeah, I don't know about how I feel about him. I'm going through a spell of reading at the moment. I'm reading a lot of crime fiction type things. And there's an author, Freida McFadden, who I'm kind of obsessed with. I've read four of her books in the last few weeks. And the thing that I like is that they're just page turners. They're kind of chewing gum for the brain. But there's always that redemption. Like, you know that the character who seems a bit dickish is going to be redeemed.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want them to not get the second chance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. You know, it's funny you say that. I had been reading a couple of books that I was really crawling through them because they were worthy, but they were tough going. So I wanted something. So I'm actually at the moment reading the first Thursday Murder Club.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a page turner, I guess. But I think I probably want a little more from a book, you know?
Do you know what? I struggled to get into that. It was one of those ones that I had to start three times just because I couldn't give it my full attention.
Yeah.
But there's a whole series of them.
There's a lot of big words in it, though. You probably
I had to Google a couple of them. But no, it is. It's that thing of just getting absorbed and lost in a book. I actually read the Harlan Coben one.
Oh yes, I've never read any of his. I've seen lots of his Netflix serials.
So the one, what's the most recent one starring Michelle? Fool Me Once or something like that?
Fool Me Twice, isn't it? Or is it Fool Me Once?
Fool Me or something
Fool
like that.
Fool Me Once, shame on you. Fool Me Twice, I don't know.
I don't know why you see that. But anyway, the point is, I actually would be intrigued for you to read the book having seen the series.
Okay, yeah.
Because I put it up on my Instagram, should I watch the series? I talked about this last week. And so many people are like, it's grand. Mm. But the books are those compelling page turners where you just need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to actually, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go and read Shawshank Redemption.
It's a short story.
Yes.
It's actually called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption.
It's in the same collection of short stories as is The Body, on which Stand By Me is based.
And what's that collection called, actually?
I actually can't remember, but I have it at home. Harry bought it for me years ago. Oh. It has some scary ones in it, which shouldn't surprise you given the author. But yeah, I'm going to read that.
Short stories make for great movies, surprisingly. It seems kind of incongruous, but the best short story I ever read, long before the film was made, and I read it by chance, was Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I've not read that.
I remember thinking, that's beautiful. That they should make a movie out of that. And lo and behold, I foretold the future.
Okay, if you've any other suggestions or thoughts or feelings on good, like not only redemption movies, but the ones where there's a conversion from a book to a film or vice versa, you can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. And stay tuned for John, who'll be here in just a few minutes. John, thanks a mil.
Thank you.
Right, we are going to answer some of your tech questions now that have come into that email address. And first up is Sean Maloney. He says, a few weeks ago, you recommended a free antivirus software for laptops, and I've forgotten the name. Could you please advise your recommendation, please? Thanks and love the show. Thank you, Sean. That's so nice to hear. The software that I always recommend is AVG. So it's AVG. It's free. It's very easy to install and incredibly easy to use. What I would say is if it's just for yourself, then it's ideal. But if you run a business or are looking for a more sophisticated solution, then I'd get something that is a paid for offering because it'd just be a bit more comprehensive. But for individuals, AVG is absolutely perfect. So I hope that helps. Next, we have Derek Mulligan, and he says, I'm upgrading from an iPhone 7 and considering a refurbished iPhone 11 Pro or an iPhone 12. I only use calls, messages, internet, and take photos. Which would you recommend, please? So, Derek, the good news is that regardless of what phone you upgrade to now, you're going to notice a massive leap. Not only in terms of the physical shape of the phone, but the tech inside has come on significantly since the iPhone 7. Looking at your options, the two that you've given me there, I would go with the iPhone 12. Firstly, it is a newer phone, so it will have a longer lifespan. Very often what Apple does is it'll cut off or restrict features on older models as time goes by. The iPhone 11 is probably good for another while yet, but probably not much longer. So in terms of longevity, I would go with the iPhone 12. It also has the newer design. The design hasn't changed that much since the iPhone 12, the 15, the 14, the 13 are all kind of similar in terms of shape and so on. So I would go with the iPhone 12. As I said, the tech inside is so impressive. You'll notice a massive leap when it comes to the cameras, when it comes to the battery life, when it comes to just general day-to-day performance. You will absolutely feel the benefit of upgrading. What I would say is when it comes to where you're buying your refurbished phone, make sure you are buying from a reputable retailer because they will give you a warranty first and foremost, but they will also refurbish the phones to a fully usable standard. So we've spoken to the guys from Swappy and Refurbed and a few of the other outlets on the program over the years, and they explained the massive process that goes on to ensure that a phone that they sell is of the highest quality and the highest standard. So for example, if a device gets sent back to them before they sell it on again, they might change the battery, they might fix a cracked screen, they'll flush it entirely so that you're getting pure, clean software. You're not getting somebody's legacy device or anything like that. So I would go with the likes of mintplus.ie, swappy.ie or refurbed.ie. But just pay attention to, if you're buying from Refurbed in particular, just make sure you're paying attention to the spec on the phone. Some of the websites are a bit easier to navigate than others, but MintPlus, Swappy or Refurbed, and I would go with the iPhone 12. If you've bought a refurbished device, I would love to hear from you. How did you find it? What was the condition of the device that you bought? And were you happy that you went with a refurbished phone? I would highly recommend it. As I said in the show, I think it was last week, my brother bought an iPhone 12 mini, a refurbished one, and he was delighted with it, and he still is delighted with it. So you can save yourself a ton of money, and obviously it's better for the environment as well. But that's it for me this week. If you have any questions you want me to answer, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. I'll be back with Pat Kenny on Tuesday morning. But in the meantime, have a great weekend.